It's Wednesday, September 5th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. The Bentonville Farmers Market is open 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. each Saturday morning and 10 to 2 on Wednesdays. Located in Lawrence Plaza, just north of the downtown square, this market offers fresh produce, meats, cheeses, breads, and coffees, as well as handmade crafts, cooking demonstrations, and live music. More information available at downtownbentonville.org or 254-0254.
The KUAF website giveaway and Walton Arts Center are offering you the chance to win two tickets to the 10x10 art series. Productions include Plena Libre, LA Theater Works, Circa, and more. The drawing is Friday, September 4th during the noon edition of Ozarks at Large. Registration and information are available at KUAF.com.
Just ahead on Ozarks, a big money announcement this morning on the University of Arkansas campus. Then later, all the work behind the scenes to make sure drinking water is safe in Fort Smith. And a brief post-performance conversation with cast and crew of the manic and hilarious Noises Off. It was recorded after the past Sunday matinee.
But first, a section of recreational trail in Fayetteville that was damaged by heavy rains in the spring of 2011 is now repaired and open for use. Over the past weekend, the city finished repairs and reopened a portion of Frisco Trail just west of the Fayetteville Public Library and the KUAF studios. The floods that came in April and May of last year washed away the hillside and half of the trail surface in the affected area. As a result, Matt Mihalovich, City Trails Coordinator, says much thought went into designing the repair.
So what we had to do is kind of start from the bottom, back from the creek edge, and work our way back up. And what we used are what are called gabion baskets. It's a way of erosion control. But to make them look nicer, we use native stone within those baskets to increase the aesthetic of the area. So those are at the bottom. That's a gabion wall at the bottom. And then it works its way up to a new block wall that matches what was there before, but a little bit deeper. And then we're able to replace the trail on top of that wall.
Mihalovich says the gabion baskets offer multiple forms of erosion control to help prevent the same type of damage from reoccurring.
They'll hold the hillside. They've been designed and engineered to withstand the force of the hillside above it. And also they're an armor so that the creek can't wash them out or erode them, causing the undermining of the hillside. So that's prevented. They also allow water to flow through so that they don't hold back the hydraulic pressure of the hillside. It's able to be freely coming through.
Because the floods that caused the damage were declared a natural disaster, 75% of the repair cost was covered by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The state covered 12.5%, and the city picked up the remaining 12.5% of the cost. Mihalovich says the city's trails crew is also working on paving a segment of trail south of Lake Fayetteville. Once completed, paved trails will encircle the entirety of the lake and connect to trails at Veterans Park.
Sebastian County residents can expect to see ongoing improvements at Ben Garin Regional Park. The county currently has 9 projects underway there, including construction of a combination safe room and community center, rehabilitation of the park's 6 tennis courts, doubling of the size of the park's disc golf course, and adding more fields to the park's soccer facilities. Other projects include construction of wildlife observation trail system, expansion and renovation of the park's softball facilities, and the construction of an $8 million aquatics facility. Sebastian County Judge David Hudson says that since the park was constructed in 1972, the county has worked to keep the park up to date by adding more lighting and repairing fencing around the sports fields, and by upgrading restroom facilities to newer standards.
The park offers a wide variety of opportunities for the citizens in this area. So we'll continue to do the updating and improvements and expansions. Most of this has been done with county money. We have also received several grants that have helped us. And then, of course, the interlocal agreement with the city of Fort Smith concerning the 2 softball fields and the aquatics facility, where we're going to share that on a 50-50 basis.
With these expansions and upgrades, Hudson says the funding for construction projects comes from a few different sources.
This year, there was another $550,000, and that's been supplemented by grant money of at least that much. And if you go back over the last 5 years, you can probably add another $700,000 to $800,000 of expenses, including some other grants that we got. And so it's in that range.
Hudson says costs for the future projects at the park include $4 million each by both county and the city of Fort Smith for construction of the Aquatic Center and $1.2 million by each party to go toward construction of the two new softball fields. County Judge Hudson also says the go-kart track at Ben Garin has been reopened with extended hours after the new owners of the enterprise recently secured insurance coverage. In addition, renovation work is being conducted at the county's three other parks in the Lavaca, Midland, and Witcherville areas.
Arkansas Democrats are in Charlotte, North Carolina this week for the Democratic National Convention. Former Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas, speaking on MSNBC yesterday morning, weighed in on some of the issues the Democrats will try to address at the convention. Republicans pushed the accomplishments of women last week at their convention, but Lincoln says the Democratic Party is a stronger advocate of women's issues.
But I think women now are really realizing that if they're going to want a party that's going to represent them in terms of their reproductive rights and a whole host of other things, that the Democratic Party is the one that's going to be there for them.
Lincoln is a former senator from Arkansas. She is now a senior policy advisor at a Washington lobbying firm.
The Razorback volleyball team suffered its second loss of the season last night, losing in four sets to Oklahoma at Barnhill Arena on the U of A campus. The Razorbacks play again this weekend as the team hosts its second home tournament of the season. The tournament is a two-day affair that starts Friday night at Barnhill Arena. Also appearing in the tournament field will be the University of Texas at El Paso, the University of Louisiana Monroe, and Houston Baptist University. Arkansas opens with Houston Baptist Friday night at 7.
A heat advisory is in effect for much of the state, with dangerously hot temperatures expected to reach the triple digits. Marty Drexler with the National Weather Service says this has prompted a heat advisory to be put in effect through late today.
We do have an upper-level high-pressure ridge over the southern plains as summer tries to hang on for its last hurrah before we do get those fall temperatures. And we will see those this weekend, which will be very nice. We'll have a cold front come through Friday, and that will change the upper pattern to more of a trough, which will allow a frontal boundary to come through, give us some showers and thunderstorms Friday, and then clean out over the weekend, and temperatures highs over the weekend only in the lower 80s.
Rains from the remnants of Hurricane Isaac last week helped the drought conditions that have plagued the state this summer. At this point, only a dozen of the state's counties have burn bans in place, and more rain later this week should help even more.
And the National Weather Service in Tulsa has issued an excessive heat warning until 9 tonight for Sebastian County. Highs this afternoon reached in the 100s. Heat index values 106. Tonight, cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the lower to upper 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain, possibly a thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, mid-90s. And for tomorrow night, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain. Lows in the lower to upper 70s.